You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Given how much we're talking about AI right now, it's no surprise that AI-related words featured prominently in this year's Word of the Year vote.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome back.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm back from New Orleans, where I was attending the American Dialect Society annual meeting. And as we do every year, we voted on the Word of the Year.
I made a point of not peeking at the list because I wanted to hear it straight from you. So let's jump in. What was the word of the year?
The word of the year for 2025 is slop.
Slop. Okay. I have some theories, but please explain.
As in AI slop, which actually was a nominee for the word of the year for 2024, back in 2025, because the slop is everywhere. It also sometimes combines, so you get things like slopification. And there's a lot of slopification happening with AI. It's also generalized to describe anything generated in mass quantities that is of little value. Rebecca, there was another nominee here that I thought was great, which was the algorithm.
The algorithm, sort of this mysterious thing that controls it all, right?
Exactly. It's this essentialized view of one algorithm instead of all the online algorithms as a unitary entity. Now, slop also won Digital Word of the Year. In that category, it had some competition from the word clanker.
Clanker. Okay. Something to do with robots, I'm guessing?
It is. It is a pejorative term for AI agents and robots.
Very insensitive, you know, to the AI robots.
Then we have the category most likely to succeed, and the winner here is chopped.
I've seen this one floating around. I kind of have an idea of what it means, but please explain.
This is very popular slang right now, and it means ugly or undesirable. And Rebecca, at the vote, I learned this amazing word, which is chopplegänger.
Okay. Again, I have a guess, but please tell us.
A chopplegänger is an uglier version of another person.
Oh. Mean, but also amazing at the same time.
And the runner-up in this category, also an AI word, which is vibe coding, the use of an AI agent to code or assist in coding. I think that was another nice choice. Rebecca, we have a couple more categories. Political word of the year. The winner here is a phrase, icy conditions.
Judging by the category and the current news, I think we might be able to guess what that might mean.
Right. Not about the weather. A coded phrase alerting people that ice has been spotted in a neighborhood. And other contenders in this category were doge as a verb, as in getting doged, and a Kavanaugh stop, referring to Justice Kavanaugh's opinion in a case about immigration status checks and the idea that a person can be detained based on social identifiers. Okay, Rebecca, the one you've been waiting for, the informal word of the year, which is...
Somebody asked me if I thought this was going to be the word of the year and win it all, and I was like, I hope not, but 6-7.
Bingo. 6-7. This is coming from a song by Skrilla, Doot Doot 6-7. It's an interjection. It has very little semantic content, but it does distinguish who's in the group and who's out for young people. And what I love about this is that there are intonational patterns to 6-7 and often gestural components. My hands are doing it right now with 6-7. And finally, the most creative word of the year. We again have a phrase here, and it is reheat nachos.
Which are disgusting. Who wants rubbery, soggy, reheated nachos?
And that is exactly the idea. This refers to redoing something, often it's music, or recycling an old idea, often in an inferior fashion. So it's not as good when you redo it. But a graduate student got up and as they explained this word, they said, sometimes it can be good, as in Lady Gaga reheated her own nachos and they were delicious.
Well, that wraps up another word of the year. Thanks so much, Anne.
Always a pleasure.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.